You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon. The Path.
Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the path which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The Path is a weekly audio podcast that will provide news and information about activities at St. Vladimir's, highlights from Divine Services, interviews with parishioners and visitors to St. Vladimir's, as well as Ask the Priest, questions and answers, and occasional commentary on relevant contemporary topics. Remember, send your questions to info@stvladimiraami.org. The name The Path was chosen to remind us that the path we choose in this life determines the path that leads to the next life, to paradise or destruction. A path is something that is rarely trod alone. We hope this will be a reminder to us all that we perish alone, but we are saved together. In other words, strengthening and supporting the parish family helps each and every one of us towards salvation. Transfiguration in Christ is a path we travel along together. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates that travel towards the heavenly kingdom for our parish family and those yet to join us. Welcome to The Path. Let us begin this edition of The Path with our weekly announcements. We still have some 2015 church calendars available. Please see me, Father Gregory, if you are in need of one or even a second one. Please note that the Apostles' Lent began on Monday, June 8th, and continues until the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul on July 12th. This is a less strict Lenten period, with fish often being allowed. Please consult the parish calendar for daily fasting details, and please contact me or Father Michael with questions regarding fasting. Services and activities for this week at St. Vladimir's are Wednesday, 6 p.m., weekly Akathist for the ill. Saturday, 11 a.m., Panikida for Sally DeRue. Saturday, 4 p.m., Reader's Training. Saturday, 5 p.m., Confession. Saturday, 6 p.m., Vigil for All Saints of Russia Sunday. Sunday, 10 a.m., Divine Liturgy for All Saints of Russia Sunday. The memorial service for Sally DeRue has been set for Saturday, June 13th at 11 a.m. Please join us to prayerfully bid farewell to a simply tireless worker for our parish. Since Sally has left us, we need to replace the huge amount of work she did for our parish. Most importantly, we need someone to take care of the interior plants. Please see me if you can help. This Sunday, we have an extraordinary parish meeting following the Divine Liturgy. All materials pertaining to this meeting are available at our website. Please do review the materials, and please do plan to join us on June 14th for the special meeting. Beginning this month, we will post a quarterly survey asking our parishioners to provide feedback about our parish. We value your opinion. The survey will be open for the month of June. It will then be open again in September, December, March, and June, and continue quarterly. The beauty of this survey is that it is fully anonymous. We estimate that the survey should take less than 5 minutes. Please visit our website today to find the link. The link was posted at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 9th. On Sunday, June 21st, Nathan, I, and the others that traveled with us to Russia in May will provide a recap of our trip to the parish during the weekly meal, including pictures. Please plan to join us to learn more about our trip. Vacation Bible School at St. Vladimir's will be July 13th through 18th. Sign up should be available this Sunday at church, and information will also be sent via the parish email, but please reserve these dates for your children to attend this year's VBS now. This year, the Holy Church marks the 1,000th anniversary of the repose of the Holy Great Prince Vladimir. Bishop Peter has appointed our parish to be one of only three in the diocese to celebrate this special occasion. Clergy from throughout Ohio and Michigan will be joining us, as will Metropolitan Jonah, who will lead the celebrations with the blessing of Bishop Peter. Please plan to take off July 28th, if at all possible, and please join us for the divine services that day, as well as on the eve of the feast, July 27th. We will have many guests, and we will need a lot of help. Please see Marina Edwards, Yulia Radzianko, or me if you can volunteer to help. We need you. Please step forward to help your parish family shine. The Diocesan Youth Committee intends to hold a cross procession from Dormition Monastery in Rives Junction, Michigan, to St. Vladimir's over the Labor Day weekend. To our knowledge, this is the only procession of its kind in North America. Reserve the date to participate now, September 5th through 7th. More to come on that. But first, we need a leader that is a head organizer, and we need that person as soon as possible. Can you help? Even if you are too busy, would you be willing to help anyway? This will happen, but if we work hard now, it will be smooth. If we don't, it might be rough. Please help us make it smooth. Contact me today to lead this great event. As the weather improves, missionaries from various religions tend to appear at our homes. At St. Vladimir's, we have many pamphlets and booklets on the Orthodox faith that are free for anyone to take. These can be found at the back of the church, near the main entrance doors. Please feel free to take information home with you to share with the missionaries that come to visit you. It seems only fair that if they want us to take their information, that we offer them information about Orthodox Christianity. Many missionaries have found the Orthodox Church in this way. No one is mandated to do this, but if you would like to, you are welcome to. Please feel free to contact me with questions in this regard. We are thankful to have many divine liturgies in our parish. What this means, though, is that we need quite a bit of prosphora. Our present prosphora bakers are working hard, but they need more help. Can you bake? Even if you can't, are you willing to learn? We need your help baking prosphora. Please step forward. Talk to Svetlana Mitchell, Lieta Nikulshina, or me if you can help, or with questions. Please remember all our parish ill in your prayers. You can find a list of the sick, suffering, traveling, those seeking work, and the newly reposed on our homepage. This list is published every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and sent out in our Monday email. Our annual festival is set for September 19th and 20th. We need your help with sponsorship. Please share contact information for potential sponsors with our festival or sponsorship chairs: Dimitri Knish, Snezhana Knish, Lauren Rogers, Nathaniel Longan, Jana Skalitsky, or Yulia Radzianko. Thank you for helping us by providing this important information. We also need volunteers for every aspect of the festival. Please step forward and volunteer today. See Nathan Longan or any of the festival committee to help. Once we have completed our festival and recovered for a week or so, we are going to begin a new program at St. Vladimir's, and we need your help. This program is called The Way, and it is an introduction to Orthodox Christianity for those interested, and a great opportunity for those of us who are already Orthodox to learn more about our faith. The Way will be held at St. Vladimir's every Monday at 6 p.m. from September 28th through December 14th. Yes, that is 12 whole weeks, and we need lots of volunteers. People will be needed to help prepare meals, lead discussion groups at the Monday sessions, and help with logistics. First and foremost, we need a leader, someone to oversee the whole thing and organize the volunteers. This will be a great opportunity for our parish to introduce many new people to our Orthodox faith, if we do it right. And with God's help and our hard work, we will do it right. Please contact me if you can help, and especially if you are willing to be the leader. We need to get started on this now, so that when September 28th rolls around, our church will be full of excited learners. Please join us as we run the way. Continuing this Saturday, we will sing Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ together as a congregation at each Saturday evening vigil. Handouts will be provided. But if you'd like to practice a bit before we do this, you can find a link on our website with the handout there. Please check it out, and please join us on Saturday evenings. Vigil begins at 6 p.m. Please alert me to those who are sick or suffering or with other spiritual needs. I am happy to bring Holy Communion to the ill, bless homes, and to otherwise support our parish family in their time of need, but I can only act if you share the need with me. Do not hesitate. I am here to help. Please reach out today. Connect with our parish on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Kontaktia, our Sound of the Parish blog, and via our website. All these efforts are undertaken on your behalf. Please utilize them and share them with friends so they too can learn about our parish family. Thus ends the announcements for the second week after Pentecost, 2015. May the merciful Lord grant all a blessed and spiritually profitable Apostles' Fast. Gospodi for me. Commentary for the Path, June 10th, 2015. Beginning on September 28th this year, we will undertake an important effort in and for our parish. This marks the first evening of 12 consecutive Mondays that we will offer a class called The Way, an introduction to Orthodox Christianity. This course is aimed at both those outside the church that would like to learn more about it, as well as those in the church that would like to understand their faith better. We urge everyone to participate in this class in some way. Be a student, be a volunteer, but be part of this. Why is it so important that we participate? Won't someone else do this if you don't? The answer is, yes, someone else will do it. But is that how we should consider such questions? Obviously not. And although someone will do this, that someone should be you. It is wrong for us to think, when volunteers are asked for, that our neighbor, or the person standing beside me in church, or certainly one of those parish council members, will do this. I do not have time. Someone else will do this. And again I say, you are right. Someone else will do this. But that does not help you. You see, we must all minister to others. Christ was very clear with the apostles when he washed their feet. He said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. God came to us to minister, to serve, to labor on behalf of others, to put the needs of others before his needs. We are his disciples. Thus, we too must follow in his footsteps. We must minister to others. How each and every one of us ministers will be different. Some will sing in the choir. Others will clean the church. Others will catechize inquirers. Others will serve in the altar. Others will ring bells. Others will do still other things. But none of us can really do nothing. That is not an option for a Christian. We are here to work, not to have a vacation. Our rest comes in the next life. In this life, we labor. And this is helpful, even crucial, for our salvation. Spiritual education is important. Not in the way that there is a special place in heaven for those with a PhD, for instance. There is not. Perhaps there is a special place in hell for those of us with doctoral degrees, but that is a topic for another commentary. This week, Father Victor Trotsky was away, and so I served a funeral for one of his parishioners. I was thinking a bit about this commentary then, and it struck me how several times in the funeral service it is noted that there are all manner of folk in the heavenly kingdom, from the most lettered to the purely illiterate, from the king to the beggar, and everyone in between. It would be bad if we did not use the talents the Lord has given us. That much is clear from even a cursory reading of the gospel. But what would be worse would be to not serve others with those talents, since our Lord has instructed us that we must. We must minister. If we acquire and use those talents only for ourselves, but neglect to minister to others, we miss the point entirely and are more and more subject to the pervasive narcissism which seems to be driving much of our society. But that, too, is a subject for another commentary. Spiritual education is important for those outside the church. We can all agree on this. We must convey our saving faith to others by some means. And certainly it is important for the person standing in church next to me. He is Orthodox, of course, but he needs to be better educated in his faith. I, on the other hand, am perfectly fine in this regard. I need not learn more or dig deeper. I can spend my time doing other things that I find more pleasure in. If these are your thoughts, well then certainly hearing them spoken back to you must show how silly those thoughts really are. St. Elizabeth, the new martyr, said once that even one lifetime is not enough to learn all the salvatory truths and teachings about Orthodox Christianity. If she, someone who laid down her very life for the faith, felt that she needed more than one lifetime to learn all that her soul longed for in Orthodoxy, then we at least should use the one lifetime we are given to make an effort to better educate ourselves in the faith. Let us not think about our neighbor when we hear about such efforts, but let us look in the mirror and explain to the image we see there that more education really is needed. More work is needed. But is learning about one's own faith really a ministry? Isn't this sort of selfish in a way, caring for oneself rather than caring for others? Well, certainly learning about one's faith does not preclude one from feeding the sick, visiting those in prison or in hospital, and so forth. We are fully capable of doing both of these things at once. And frankly speaking, the more we know about why we are doing such things, the more meaningful and spiritually transformative such good works are. We know that the Lord has called us to do such things. Learning more about our faith can help us to carry out his edicts more fruitfully. And when we participate in a class such as The Way, where those of other faiths will be present, This too is a ministry. It would be indeed unfortunate if many people from outside the faith came to such an open course, but were unable to identify any of the Orthodox Christians that they were hearing about in that course, since none were present. An abstract formulation of what an Orthodox Christian is would be nonetheless somewhat useful, but a bit too hypothetical to be really spiritually edifying, one would think. Thus we can say that education of others is important, but so is education of ourselves. And further, outreach is important. In addition to teaching the apostles and disciples that ministry was important, the Lord also taught them to go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is, we are not to sit in our comfortable places and wait for others to come to us. We are to reach out to them. And this is the second precise reason why we are undertaking these classes. Our outreach to others is as varied as we are. The most important aspect of this is our Christian witness, living as Christians openly in our society. But it is also important to offer to others the opportunity to learn more about our faith, to meet our faithful, and to spend time with us. And thus, our educational effort here is outreach, and our outreach here is education. The two go together very nicely. This is not and cannot be our only outreach, but it is a good opportunity to touch many that we otherwise would not have the opportunity to. And so we will. But we need your help. We need volunteers to help with the course, and we need our own Orthodox folks to participate in the course. Both participants and volunteers will be executing ministry and emulating Christ. It may be that your schedule just doesn't allow for Monday nights. Perhaps you work then, or you have some other really important thing that you have to do then. Of course, that is understood. There is no expectation that everyone will participate in these classes. But if you are free, or if you can arrange to be free, then please plan to join us. Volunteer. Sign up for the classes. Be part of this important outreach in our parish. Run the way with your fellow Orthodox Christians and with those from outside the church. This will be for the edification of all, and for the salvation of many, including yourself. Please send questions and comments to info@stvladimiraami.org. We look forward to your feedback, and especially to questions that are vexing you. If you are struggling, you can be sure that your brothers and sisters likely are too, but may be afraid to ask the question that bothers them. Ask a question for your own, but also for your neighbor's edification. Join us again next week on The Path.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Path. We ask your prayers that we are able to publish this podcast weekly. We also ask your cooperation. If you are asked to interview for our program, please say yes. If you have ideas for interviews, please share those ideas with us, and please share this program with friends and loved ones. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.
We now present several highlights from the previous week's services. We hope you enjoy these and that you can be with us soon to participate in the beautiful divine services in person at St. Vladimir's. Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.